From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A U.S. federal grand jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian influence in last year's U.S. election, a probe led by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. He has been looking into allegations that the Trump campaign may have colluded with Russia to win the election. Mueller also examining the possibility the president may have tried to interfere with the Russia investigation. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the president's spokesperson.
There's still no evidence of collusion between the president and anyone. If any collusion took place, it would be between the DNC and the Clintons. And I think we're starting to now see that all of the things that the Democrats had accused this president of doing, they were actually guilty of themselves. And I think that's a really big problem that should be certainly looked at.
Mueller probe is also examining possible financial ties between Russian businesses and members of the Trump campaign. A U.S. service member was killed and six others wounded in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan's Logar province Friday. The Resolute Support Mission office said the crash was not the result of enemy action. United States and South Korean defense leaders say that they have military options and enough countermeasures to respond to accelerating threats by North Korea. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis.
Our combined effort is to deter that sort of threat or to have military options, many different military options, that would realistically reduce that threat as low as possible. And yes, we do have those options.
At the same news conference, South Korean Defense Minister Song Young-moo said that the U.S.-South Korean alliance would forcefully respond to North Korea's provocations. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.